When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good Friday, my mellow fellas. How you guys doing today?
Good, man. It's a good Friday. That is what it is.
There you go with that L.A. voice. You hear
really? He's got that chill going already. Friday. You're right, Harry.
I'm from L.A. No,
it's a good Friday, man.
Yeah, look at him. Only thing missing from that whole thing, Harry, was a surfboard and waves and Keyshawn and everything.
Kyle Bunga did.
No. Wow. Did we go Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this early in the morning, Harry?
We had to take it there. We had to take it there early.
No, it's good Friday. Get a chance to sit in with my man Harry. He in for J. Will or Max, whichever one. Oh, no, you're in for Max. He's in for J. Will.
He's there. I'm here. That's what you're telling us right now.
Got a chance to watch a little football for the first half last night.
Yes, you did.
Interesting. Interesting football.
Justin Fields looked okay, relatively speaking. 5 of 7, 39 yards. He looked okay.
No, he was fine. I thought he was fine. Me personally, I mean, that was good. Geno, on the other hand, that was a whole nother. I mean, he had a couple throws that they should have caught, but I don't know.
Yeah, first third down, I'm like, I don't think you could have threw it any more perfect than what Geno Smith threw. It's Freddie Swain just dropped it. He probably could have came out the back door too.
Yeah. But that's really it.
The question is, will Geno Smith have a meeting with his wide receivers like Aaron Rodgers did earlier this week for the Green Bay Packers?
Have I said too much?
Have I gone too far?
He don't have that luxury.
Geno Smith and luxury in the NFL, that has not gone hand in hand.
But why is that? I want to know why. And this is interesting to me because 2 days ago when this happened, why is everybody making a big deal out of he met with the receivers and quarterbacks and coaches meet all? That's what we do.
All the time.
But it's because of the person that did it and the person that said
But they do it all the time. The only thing he said, Freddie, was, we all got to get on the same page. These guys got to catch the ball. They got to run the precise route so we can win games.
Absolutely.
And they're young. And then the next day, they have their individual meetings. Mm-hmm. And the individual meetings, the receivers are in one room. The quarterbacks are in another. And then they come together as a receiver-quarterback group. Then they go as a offensive side of the ball and meet. So it's three phases of this. And everybody went nuts.
Because his name is Aaron Rodgers, and anything he says is going to be magnified to the 25th power, good or bad. That's why it was a story.
Yeah, I don't know. You know how I am, man. Some stuff just is like, it's not worth it. What do you make of this?
Football is football, basically.
What do you make of this?
Football is football.
What do you make of this? You played the position. Have you guys ever met with the quarterbacks for some? Like, we meet with the quarterbacks every day. Whatever.
That whatever moved on because everybody's waiting for the Deshaun Watson and what that suspension was going to look like. We got that answer yesterday. 11 games, $5 million fine that the NFL and the NFL Players Association negotiated that settlement, leading Deshaun Watson to say this about that when it was all said and done.
I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
Standing by his innocence, Key, was the one thing that jumped out to me from Deshaun Watson, that even though he seemed resigned to his fate, that he's going to miss the majority of another season. It could be back-to-back season. He has to play in the National Football League. Maintaining his innocence and being defiant despite the suspension and the fine that was handed down, negotiated by the NFL and the NFL Players Association.
Yeah, Freddie, I spoke on this yesterday, and I've gone back and forth in my mind from a mental standpoint of trying to really grasp and understand the difference. Okay. And what he said versus what everybody wants him to say. And let's just start off by saying, I don't like the suspension. I didn't like the first 6 games. I don't like the 11 games. That doesn't sit well with me. I would have taken his ass off the field for the entire year. And $5 million, I don't know what his settlement was with the individuals in the silver suit, but that doesn't matter pertaining to this $5 million. I would have suspended him for the year. I would have Harry taking a full year's top five quarterback salary annual. What is that average? Let's just say it's $40 million without diving into all the numbers, and that's what I would have hit him with. I would have hit him with $40 million plus the full year, and then I'll see you in 2023. As far as being remorseful and apologetic and things of that nature, I don't know how people – I don't know what people want him to say in this situation. Is he gonna say, yeah, I'm sorry, I did it, now I'm sorry? Is he going to say that? No, he's not going to say that. He's going to say exactly what he said because that's what he believes. He believes he didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. That's his belief, whether we believe it or not. I mean, something happened. We don't know what the something is, right? I mean, obviously, it's 20, whatever it was. It was 60 people in contact and 20-something that filed suits and all this other. So it was something. We don't know what the something is. But he strongly believes, Harry, he didn't do anything. So therefore, he's saying, I didn't do nothing. I'm not going to come out and name each individual and apologize for each individual. And, that's his beliefs. There's nothing you can do about that.
Remember when we was on here together last Friday, right? And we this topic came up. And I said to y'all, if the NFL suggested a year and they wanted a year, why are they taking so long? Right? This process is supposed to be expedited. And remember I told y'all that it raised eyebrows in my eyes because of that? And in thinking that why it was taking so long, I'm like, well, are they trying to come up with a middle solution? They trying to come up with a settlement or something because they're taking so long? Now, when I looked at the 11 games and heard the 11 games, I'm with you, Key. I was like, that's crazy to me. I do believe it should have been at least a year. And I do believe that the NFL should have acted before now and not let him go on the football field at all. Even was it last week when he played the first preseason game?
Right.
Because if you wanted him to be suspended indefinitely, then you don't allow him to play in that preseason game. You don't allow him to be on the football field at all this year in 2022. Now, I will also say, I think the most egregious part to me is the simple fact that he's coming back to play against the Houston Texans in Houston.
Yeah, I know.
What? Who made that decision?
The NFL.
Yeah, I think I feel like that they, when they made the decision the week that he was coming back in week 13 against the Houston Texans, somebody in the room, and I don't know who the somebody would be, we all assume they're very bright, they're smart. Oh my God, they're Fortune 500, top of the board. These guys are. You know, it's sometimes some dumb people run companies and make decisions that are at the top of stuff.
Facts.
And you would think that somebody in that room would go, well, wait a minute. Didn't he play in Houston?
Yeah. This is a bad idea.
Well, this might be a bad idea. Now, on the other side, they may say 10 games or 11 games is more than six. Okay, that's fine. Yep, I can do the math. But if I give him 10, that means he's still coming back to play Houston. And then if we give him 12, he's going to avoid Houston. Well, why don't you give him the 12 to avoid Houston? We don't care about what the media says about why you avoid Houston. Everybody knows, okay, he's avoid. Just like we all know, he's going back against Houston. We'll all know that the league and the NFLPA who came together on this settlement is avoiding the one place that he probably shouldn't be, which is Houston. And I think people would be like, oh, okay, that's fine. But when you allow him to go back in, it's not Houston's not playing in Cleveland.
No, that's right. Exactly. That's what I said yesterday on Max's show, this just in. It's like, it's not like Cleveland is hosting the Houston Texans and they're playing in Ohio. They're going down to Houston to play against the Texans.
And I don't think because of where this is at, Freddie, that the NFL is looking at it from a number standpoint. You know, you get conspiracy theorists out there and they want to talk about, well, they just want to raise the numbers and see. It's, first of all, it's a regional game. It ain't Monday Night Football. It's a 1 o'clock game or whatever. So there that is.
Yeah. Here's the deal. The NFL, and I've always said it, and they keep proving it each and every day, guys, they are the best reality show on TV. What drives reality shows and numbers? Drama. This is the ultimate drama, having Deshaun Watson potentially his first game back against the Houston Texans in Houston. Whether there were dumb people in that room or not dumb people in that room, they knew exactly what they were doing by having an arbitrary number of 11 games and having that land with Deshaun Watson's potential first game back against his former team.
But Freddie,
when it comes to Houston
Texans. Can I say this really quick?
Sure.
When have we become so unmoral as a country to where we allow things like this to happen, though?
Well, here's my answer. Follow the money line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy to me, Freddie. Like
when you have talent, Harry, and you and Key know this, when you have a bunch of talent and at a position like quarterback, people make a lot of excuses for you to have that talent out there, especially with the drama that's going to come along with it, with Deshaun Watson back on the football field. Those things have been part and parcel of the NFL for more than a minute, and that's why they're still the biggest, baddest thing going, because it's not just about the game. It's everything surrounding the NFL, players, commissioner, et cetera, et cetera. Was the punishment severe enough for Deshaun Watson? And if not, what should the penalty have been? Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Was the punishment for Deshaun Watson severe enough? And if not, what should the penalty have been? Weigh in at 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls at the hearing from you, and we'll find out which quarterback whose name starts with the letter J should the Browns have in place of Deshaun Watson, Jacoby B or Jimmy G. That's how the Key has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, you know what, man? It feels great, and you should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest and most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Harry, a month equals 30 days, just in case you did not know. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may simply vary.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Minding my own business, driving into work to be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio with Harry Douglas and Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman. And Key, I get this text, and you got it too, from Harry Douglas, who apparently, Harry, you were part of a rat family reunion on your way into work this morning going to the Seaport.
Yeah, so I'm walking from the hotel over to Seaport Studio, and I witnessed two rats get hit by a car. Now, the third rat that I seen in the street probably got hit prior to the other two getting hit. Mm-hmm. And one of the rats was quivering and shaking and basically pleading for help. And I seen about two or three other rats on the curb by the trash can looking at the other family. And I have to assume that they're family members because they were looking at them and basically saying, damn. Our mom and our dad are gone. Our little brother's gone.
They kill cornbread.
I wonder if those were the same. Well, probably not because they got them all over the city. Me and Harry stay at the same hotel. And when I was coming from the hotel the other day, the rats, I'm walking past the restaurant, and I see one.
Wow.
And, you know, me, I'm scary. So I stop. I'm like, he just going to cross the street. So he go, and I left, and then I kept walking. I kept walking, and as I got closer to the trash can, it was probably like, man, it might have been 15 to 20 rats just going nuts, and they wasn't small. They was huge.
And it's no, you are not exaggerating.
So I turned around. Like I said, I'm scary. So I turned around, and I went back toward the hotel to come around the other way on the street. And as I'm walking, you know how they have these canopies and they have the outdoor seating and the trellises. Man, it might have been another 6 to 10 rats on the trellises. Man, you thought I screamed. I was like, oh, something. And I ran in the middle of the block. I ran and I just decided to go the other way here and come up South Street and walk in the middle of the street. I took my chance on a truck coming to hit me or something. Man, I don't mess with them rats.
The thing about it is that if you wear a size, if you know what the size of a size 12 shoe.
Yeah, you know, I'm a 13.
That's the size of some of the rats.
Man, absolutely, with the tails this long. The tails are so long, they like belts.
Believe me, those rats in New York, they are lottery pick rats. They're not bottom of the first round.
I had the same experience the other day. Yeah. It was crazy, man.
That's the first thing. Anytime I go down to Seaport to hang with you guys, the first thing I do in the morning when I walk, I'm always looking around to make sure I do not have company on my walk of the four-legged variety.
I just don't want them jumping on me. Yep. I just feel like they're going to be on top and they're just going to jump on top of me or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do not need to be a part of that horror picture. You know, Ben was a great song of Michael Jackson. We don't need Ben accompanying us to work each and every day when we're doing Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That doesn't get you grooving. Then nothing will here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
Is that Hurt Mary?
No, that's not. No, that's after Hurt Mary.
Listen, Mary J. Blige is my favorite female R&B artist all the time.
I'm not saying it like that.
We're not hurting on her.
It's like Big Luther, Little Luther.
I know. Exactly. But we ain't going to do that because I love me some Mary J.
I love Mary J.
That's fine. But this was right before Mary got married, right after Mary and KC went sideways. So this is in between Mary.
All my life.
Exactly. But Hurt Mary stuff was, you know.
It was banging now.
Yeah,
it was
banging. That's what I'm saying.
Take me as I am.
It was banging.
My life,
I love
that whole
Mary
thing.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Harry got mortally offended. Like, we were banging on Mary J. Blige.
Man,
I'd
have been What's the 411?
Exactly. I'd have been But see, you got to remember, Mary, you was probably in high school, though, at the time. See, I was in the league when Mary was cracking. That was that was that KC JoJo, that old.
Yeah.
I was in the league at that point. That was the whole hip hop world. The culture was booming at that point. So I'd have been about 10 Mary concerts, man.
Man, you see on the 50 Cent show, hey, this ain't no negotiation.
One of my quarterbacks, if he's listening, he may be listening. Somebody's listening that was at the concert with us. We go to the Mary concert.
Yeah.
And you know, he love him some Mary. Oh, he love this dude. He up there. You know, we get the good seats, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
He done laid on the stage, the edge of the stage.
What? Come on.
Man, I ain't lying. He's on the corner of the stage. He up there like this. It was so funny. I wish back in that day, though, we could take, you know, social media. You could take pictures. Yeah, Mary was.
How long did you clown on him for doing that?
That's forever. I still to this day.
Good for you.
I still to this day.
When you do stuff like that, you need to be clowned on for the rest of your life. So good for you when it comes to that. But there's no clowning around in Cleveland when it comes to Deshaun Watson, suspended 11 games and fined $5 million to settle by the NFL and the NFLPA. Was that punishment severe enough? And if it wasn't for you, what the penalty should have been. Mike in Cleveland, 888-729-3776. Big Mike, what you got?
I just want to, man, address this, man. You know, like, the courts didn't have enough evidence to take Deshaun to court, right? And so, like, I'm really baffled as to why we keep trying to say Deshaun is guilty or expect him to proclaim that, you know, he's apologetic for something that he said he didn't do just because the court of public opinion wants to say he did it.
Well, hold on a second. Mike, real quick, hold on. Just because he said he didn't do it doesn't mean he didn't do it.
Thank you.
That's a bad defense argument to defend Deshaun Watson here. Continue.
But hold on. Listen to me. There are many black men, and you can look this name up in Cleveland. His name is Isaiah Andrews. He did 46 years in prison for allegedly killing his wife because the evidence was overwhelming. But guess what? He did not kill his wife. And there are many black men, African Americans in this country, they get locked up at an alarming rate for stuff that they didn't do because the public court of public opinion says they did it, but the Innocent Project lets them makes them free. Like, we so quick, we didn't judge Ben Roethlisberger like this. I never heard Roger Goodell call Ben Roethlisberger predatory, or this was egregious, and all these other influential terms that he used to influence the verdict on Deshaun Watson. He didn't use this for the rapist Ben Roethlisberger, did he? He even reduced his sentence.
Well, here's what I would say, Mike. Much like Freddie said, though, just because Deshaun said he's innocent and he's not going to give the apology that the public thinks he should, doesn't make it right at all. I'm the first to say that and agree with you in some of the things that you say, but this ain't about what America's doing to us as black men. We already know how we are vilified compared to other races. We know that. That's factual. It's in the data. Deshaun is in a tough situation. He's in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation because he put himself in that situation. The league has the right to suspend an individual from the field based on the collective bargaining agreement, whether or not the courts make a decision to put a person in jail. They still have that right. Every case is different, as you know. Some are fair, some are unfair. We've had people in this league do some egregious things and still be able to play football. We've had guys accidentally drinking and driving and kill people. Mm-hmm. We've had people be on trial for double murders and play in this league. We've had people, we've had owners, the integrity of the game. We've had players, integrity of the game and gambling that gets a year for doing what most people would consider just an innocent thing, placing a bet on things that y'all are trying to get done in the league. So I get the gripe, what you're saying, and the frustration in your voice. But I just think that when you are Deshaun Watson and you put yourself in this situation, this is what happens to you.
One of the things I wonder about this situation, and Harry, you can weigh in real quick about this, is you can try to make every situation the same, but you can't. Especially because Deshaun Watson and Ben Roethlisberger and other people, they're not the same situations. But so many people want to use a blanket suspension when it comes to those situations, think they should apply to each and every situation, no matter who it is, no matter what that person has done.
Yeah, Freddie. And then when you look at this case with Deshaun Watson, it's not like we're talking about one woman. One woman is too many. It's not like we're talking about two. We're talking about over 20 women. In this situation with Deshaun Watson. And yes, he put himself in an unfortunate situation. And I understand what he's talking about as well, the caller that we just had, when it comes to this country and our race and how black men are viewed and how we're portrayed on so many different levels. But when you look at the situation that Deshaun Watson put himself in, and we're talking about over 20 plus women, I don't understand where he's coming from on that end.
Yeah, I know he's trying to defend Deshaun Watson, and there are plenty of defenders out there, but to Key's point, when you put yourself in that situation, the NFL doesn't worry about that kind of law. They have a conduct policy, and we've seen time and time again, they'll go above that no matter what the law decides in the case of the player. They have their own way of dealing with things and discipline, and they're going to do that more than anything else when it comes to conduct policy that's been negotiated between the players and the National Football League. Keep weighing in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Was the punishment severe enough for Deshaun Watson? And if not, what should the penalty have been? Keep weighing in, 888-729-3776. And Jacoby Brissett is now the starting quarterback for the Browns for 11 games. But should they go after another guy whose name starts with J that plays quarterback that is looking for a team? That's after Harry has this from O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engine to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear right now. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and MicroGuard Select Filter for $33.99. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, also on your smart speakers, as well as ESPN2. We're going to get to more of your phone calls when it comes to the conversation about Deshaun Watson's punishment. Was it severe enough for 11 games and $5 million suspension? And if not, what should the penalty have been? We'll get to your calls in a couple of minutes here at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But now the other question coming up, Key, involving the quarterback position. Jacoby Brissett, this is now his job. But many people believe that the Browns should really make a run at Jimmy Garoppolo, no matter how much that their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, talked about how Jacoby Brissett is the right guy for this situation until Deshaun Watson has a chance to play for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, I thought we were going to listen to some sound.
No, the sound. But listen to the sound of you, Keyshawn.
Oh.
Notice he said Key.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was just. I did notice it, but I was waiting. For some reason, I thought we were going to hear sound of it. But I would stick with Jacoby Brissett. There's no need to go after Jimmy Garoppolo. This is the best team Jacoby Brissett has ever been on and around in terms of his opportunities to be a starting quarterback. When he was in New England, that was Tom Brady's team. We all know that. And when Brady was coming back, that's what it was going to be. He had showed good promise then. They traded for him to go to Indianapolis. It didn't work out the way it should have. That team was not a great team. Now, when you look at from front to back on this roster in Cleveland, I think he has an opportunity to really do some stuff. I don't know why everyone wants to run out and get Jimmy G. Do we know that Jimmy G is better than Jacoby Brissett? No, we do not. Jimmy G was in a perfect situation in San Francisco.
I would say, I agree with you. There's no reason in my eyes, especially, I don't even know if Jimmy G would want to come to a team where he know in game 12 he's not going to be the starting quarterback. If it would have been an entire season for Deshaun Watson, then I would have seen it being able to be come to fruition and happening. But now I think when you look at Jacoby Brissett, this team, if he can get this team to 7-4, 6-5, or even 5-6, right?
Okay.
The last six games, you have the Houston Texans, the New Orleans Saints, the Washington Commanders, and then you have the three teams in your division, right? Then Deshaun Watson, if he can come up and play to the level we're accustomed to seeing Deshaun Watson play at, can come in the last six games and try to see what they can do, right? Can they make the playoffs? Can he make that strong push at the end of the season to see if the Cleveland Browns can get into the playoffs? I just don't see going and getting Jimmy G right now for the last six games of the
year,
like the first 11 games of the year. That's what I'm saying. Like, I will have to put my money on Jacoby Brissett and what he's able to do.
Yeah, you in a zone run offensive scheme that the 49ers run, you're doing the same thing in Cleveland. All you're going to do is hand the ball off.
Yeah.
Why I need to pay Jimmy G $25 million to hand the damn ball off? I'm not going to spend that type of money on Deshaun plus whatever else is in the room with Jacoby Brissett. That room is going to cost close to $80 million this year if they acquire a quarterback whose salary is $20-plus million. Why would I want to do that as an organization? On top of that, Jimmy Garoppolo is a tin can, man. He might crumble at any moment. It's the reality. Am I lying?
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm talking about the description, tin can. That's a new one. I've never heard that before.
He quick. I mean, that's just.
On top of the draft capital, if they trade for him.
You got to trade for him.
And you already did that for Deshaun Watson.
Exactly.
A ton of draft capital.
So, I get it. Mm-hmm. People want Jimmy to go to Cleveland. I understand it.
Yeah.
But you're not getting ready to sell me on Jimmy Garoppolo like that. You're not going to sell me. If you told me he should go to Seattle when they release him, then I go, okay, cool. That may make more sense. But trying to go to Cleveland doesn't make any sense at all.
People look at Jimmy Garoppolo and what he's been able to do to the San Francisco 49ers.
Hell, I can do that.
That's fine.
They
Keyshawn's
took the ball
world.
Out of his hands.
I get it, Keyshawn. I understand
Would
it.
You stop?
No, let him continue from this standpoint because I can counter that. I'm not going to play devil's advocate in terms of that, but people look at Jimmy Garoppolo and they see a guy that at least they've seen him with a playoff team. No matter what Key thinks about his role doing that, they've seen him do that to San Francisco 49ers and get to a Super Bowl and almost get there last year, having a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter before they lost to the Los Angeles Rams. Many people look at Jacoby Brissett and they just think constant career backup. And now this guy is in charge of the keys to the kingdom until Deshaun Watson gets back. People understand, they don't understand finances, what you and Harry just brought up, Key, in terms of why are you going to pay all that money for a guy that's not going to be there after this year. But they just see Jimmy Garoppolo has been a playoff quarterback and they have not seen that.
No, you
back and draft capital. Why would I give up more draft capital? Now, I'll be the first to say, Key, if it was going to be an entire season, then it makes sense to me to go get Jimmy Garoppolo because
I don't know that it does.
Well,
because
I'm telling
you,
it does.
I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Jacoby Brissett in this situation.
But we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo in a setting like the Cleveland Browns be successful on a team. We haven't seen Jacoby Brissett. Now, granted, he hasn't been around players and personnel like he has in Cleveland. I'm just saying what we've seen with our eyes. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo get to the Super Bowl. Granted, it wasn't all him. And then get to the NFC Championship game.
You also seen him last year get a ball to the Green Bay Packers on multiple occasions if they just catch it. You've also seen that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You also seen in the playoffs in Minnesota and Green Bay prior to going to the Super Bowl that Kyle Shanahan turned around and said, won't be throwing the ball the rest of the game.
We're going to hand it off.
So that's all I'm saying.
Right.
Let's not be doing that. We do this too much with players, and it's like, no, man, there's a reason they took the damn football out your hands. There's a reason they drafted the kid that they drafted in Trey Lance and gave away capital to go get him. Because if they didn't, you'd be there and we wouldn't even be having this conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
Don't vilify me, though.
I'm just saying. My eyes have seen Jimmy Garoppolo.
His eyes have seen the coming
of situation.
Hallelujah.
Be productive. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen Jacoby Brissett in that light yet. I just haven't.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I get it. I understand. I'm just trying to silence the noise of go get Jimmy.
And I understand. I'm not saying I don't understand where you're coming from. Like, I understand where you're coming from.
But even, they talking about going to get Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes or something.
But even if you go get Jimmy G, it's going to take him a while to get up to speed. And by the time he gets up to speed, that's going to be a lot closer to Deshaun Watson coming back because Jimmy G's not going to start opening day. You already have a guy in Jacoby Brissett who's been a part of that system and understands it, even though people don't think he's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
But, Freddie, why do you think it'll take – is it because of his shoulder? You're saying
– it's everything. It's his shoulder.
Because I don't think offensively – I don't think because scheme-wise it'll take him –
It's pretty similar.
It's almost the same system.
You still got to get used to the receivers. You got to get used to you.
Okay, I got
your whole environment, everything. It's a different situation. And then again,
back to the 10 can conversation. What? Back to that.
What does that mean?
That the dude might fold at any moment.
He might
walk from the tunnel to the field and pop a calf or something. Am I lying?
Listen, I really don't think people understand how funny and hilarious you are.
I understand.
Like, for real.
The truth. I ain't being funny. I'm telling the truth.
No, that's what I'm saying. You telling the truth while being funny.
You go and acquire him, and 3 games in, he got a pinky. Or 3 games in, his knee. Or 3 games in, his back. Or 3 games in, his shoulder. Like, come on, man.
Keyshawn is with a great team that got Kareem Hunt.
And Chubb, and Amari Cooper on the outside, the tight end, and
two good tight ends,
and a defense that could be one of the top defenses in the league this year.
Top five last year.
That's all I'm saying.
Harry Keyshawn is the ultimate Bernie Mac. He wants to say what people think he should say, and he's going to say it even though they're probably thinking it, whether they like it or not. Don't forget to download the ESPN Fantasy app, the most popular fantasy sports app. It makes playing ESPN Fantasy Football easy, fun, and fast. Updates to gameplay in the ESPN Fantasy app include new scoring and league management tools with more new features and updates on the way throughout the season. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max and ESPN Radio. Back to your phone calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Keyshawn does the Bernie Mac thing once again. I know he's hilarious. I've known this for more than a minute. Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games. Was it severe enough? And if not, what should the penalty have been? Anthony in Memphis, what do you have to say?
Yes, I just want to first of all say that I agree with Key on this because This, and I want to address your previous caller named Mike because he brought up a racial issue. This is not a time where you're going to play the race card. This dude was just wrong with what he did. And Key, I bet he understands this. Y'all all might. He got his hand caught in the cookie jar. So I think y'all may know what I mean when I say he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. And what he got to do now is he got to pay for it. He should have been kicked out of the league for a year. But also what I think when Key was saying he should get him fined about $40 million, I think the exact number should be $46 million because he got a five-year, $230 million salary. And then the owners tried to be slick. They're going to just pay him $1 million a year. That's like a slap in the face to the people involved in this. So what the league should have did is that we're going to take that $230 million divided by five, and you average $46 million a year, and that should have been his fine for years this year, $46 million.
Yeah, Pat, right, though. That's what I think. Yeah. Now, I'm not in the room. I'm not a guy. I'm not there. I just think when you look at the situation, whether he did it, he didn't do it, whatever you want to believe, when we talking about the suspension standpoint of it, I'm going to take him off the field for a year, and I'm going to dock his pay, entire salary that he really would be earning.
Yeah.
Not no salary that's just kind of finagled. No, I'm going to do it the way it needs to be. I'm going to look at the top five quarterbacks because we all think that if he was healthy, he'd be a top five guy. If he was available, top five, all those sort of things. That's about $40-something million.
I love what Pat just said, though. We got to be careful when using the race card, right? Yeah, I mean, you can't just throw it in every situation.
And make it a blanket statement.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, Key, as a grown man, Deshaun Watson put himself in this situation.
No question about it. No question about it. He certainly did that, Freddie and Harry. There's no question about it. But I think what happens to us as black men, we get frustrated because we continuously see – the rules to a degree being changed, okay, or altered or whatever you want to call it, and you go back in history and you start to look at the Ben Roethlisberger situation, because that's really the only situation that I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, that people would probably say is similar because it was involving women.
Right.
Right? I think. I could be wrong. It could be some other stuff out there floating in the air that
But not to those levels of Big Ben and Deshaun Watson.
Not to the level of Big Ben and Deshaun Watson. So that's why you look at a white quarterback who basically got the suspension and reduced and wind up playing, and it wasn't an outcry, so to speak, the way it is about Deshaun. We also are in different times now
as well, both in
society and the world that we live in every single day when it comes to dealing with people, but also from a social media standpoint and all. So it's out there a little bit more.
Yep.
Now, if this was a situation back then, I say the same thing about Ben Roethlisberger. I took his ass off the field.
I
like Big Ben, but we also know what that was. And it went the way it went. So, you know, I get it. I understand it. We don't want to play the race card, but I also understand the young man who was calling in the frustration that we've been dealing with as black men in this country for a very long time.
Pat in Minnesota, 888-729-3776. Was Deshaun Watson's punishment of 11 games and a $5 million fine severe enough?
I don't think so. I think the NFL looks like they got duped in this whole thing by the Cleveland Browns contract set up for Deshaun Watson. It looks to me like they set up that contract in a way to avoid the financial penalty. And like your last caller said, he pretty much stepped on my call, actually. I thought they should have figured out the suspension and averaged it out for $230 million over 5 years, how much he'd make per game, and that would be the fine. So, I mean, the way that Key opened the show by saying 1 year, $40 million, I think he pretty much nailed it.
Here's the point, and Pat in Minnesota, thanks for the phone call. And Key, when you mentioned that $40 million and one call even said it should be $46 million, it's a mere pittance for the National Football League that's a multi-billion dollar in prize. They can write $5 million affects Deshaun Watson. But even if you find him $46 million, the NFL is a multi-billion dollar in prize. They don't believe they're going to fail when they make these kind of decisions or collectively bargain these decisions, because that's what this was. It wasn't the NFL just coming down to Deshaun Watson. This was a negotiated settlement.
Yes.
Between the NFL and the NFL Players Association. So if anybody can talk about the NFL did Deshaun Watson wrong, Deshaun Watson's own union was complicit in this and make sure he's going to be out for 11 games and fine $5 million.
You know, I wasn't in the room, so I don't really know. Maybe they originally said, let's take $40-plus million. And like you mentioned, Freddie, it was a settlement. So you know how settlements go.
Mm-hmm.
One, you know, you start off at one number and you wind up getting to the ultimate number that everybody settles on. So I don't know what the initial asking price and all that sort of stuff was, but I just think that, I don't know, it just doesn't sit well, 11 games and $5 million. And I know Deshaun very well. And I just, in this situation, it just seems light.
Okay.
Compared to, you know, a guy got $230 million, man. If he handed over if they suspended him before, he all right. He's still all right. And I think if that was the case, I don't know that you would be getting, or he would be getting the type of backlash that he's getting. Because when you think about his statement, people aren't happy with that because they want him, and I don't know any other way for him to apologize.
Yeah.
They want him to apologize differently. I don't know if they want him to stand up there and say, yeah, you know what, I'm sorry I did it. And I was having this conversation yesterday with somebody, and I said, had he been convicted in the court of law from a criminal standpoint, it's a different conversation now from an apologetic standpoint.
Yes.
When you in this situation that he's in, he's not trying to say, I did anything.
Right.
You know, when you go, you get ready to go to jail, you're like, I'm sorry I did. You know, it's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I look at it in all sorts of different ways rather than just jump to conclusions.
Jamie in Dallas, was Deshaun Watson's punishment severe enough? And if not, what should the penalty have been?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I totally agree with you guys. Key's totally right. It should have been a year. And just to piggy off what Key was just saying, you know, there is something I think that he could have said. I think in the interviews, he kind of comes across arrogant. If he came across and he was like, you know, I'm a 25-year-old guy, I'm not married. I didn't realize, you know, what was, you know, I didn't realize that this was wrong. It's something I, you know, it's something that I need to learn from. But again, I just don't think he gave us enough, you know, sincere. I know that there was something wrong, and I know that I need to learn from that, and I'm going to grow. I just think he came across totally arrogant. And, you know, thank you again for taking my call.
Yeah, but see, if he does that, then the first thing people going to say is, see, he did it. Yeah. And so it's like,
it's a fine line. It's you're actually a rock in a hard place, because you really do have to be careful in how you word things and say things.
Absolutely.
Because it can get taken out of context. And then you don't want to incriminate yourself.
Well, yeah.
So it is a fine line.
The public opinion is going to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's always going
to
be there.
And when you start to say things like he was saying, I'm young, I didn't know any better. Now people like immediately like, oh, yeah, you
what
can't.
What do you mean you're young? Yeah,
he's 26 years old.
Because I don't want to hear you
he's
young.
He's not
don't know, exactly.
13. Yep. He's not 12. He's not 26.
You know right from wrong.
You know right from damn wrong.
Unlike those rats this morning, you know when not to cross the street and when to cross the street.
And his mom, wow. His mother, and his family raised him a certain way. So he knows right from wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him that.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, here's Deshaun Watson telling his side of the story at the presser yesterday.
That's definitely the plan. That's definitely the goal. I feel like through this whole process, we've been trying to tell my side of the story. But a lot of people wasn't able to or didn't really pay too much attention to it. But one day we will. Only time will tell. And, you know, like I said before, I just continue to keep being the person I am, keep showing the community how good of a human being I am. I have always been, how I was raised. And I just want to continue to show that and, you know, keep pushing forward.
When he tells that side of the story, if he decides to do that, that's going to be very interesting. He might want to just leave that alone for more than a minute.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Sometimes
silence is the best
yes.
way to go.
And listen, mm-hmm. I would even say this. Listening to D. Haslam, Jimmy Haslam, and Deshaun Watson, all three of them yesterday, clearly all three of them are not on the same page. That's another thing that stood out to me. And I would have like if they would have came out today with a statement after they've had time for nighttime and some time to sit down, let things you know, circulate in their minds and come together as one and then come out with a statement. Clears all out day. The owner, his wife, and Deshaun Watson are on three separate pages. And that was clears all out day yesterday, and we've seen in all their interviews.
I'm not surprised that they're not reading the same book, because we've seen and heard this from Jimmy Haslam before in situations. Remember when Baker Mayfield, they moved on from him, he said, we want an adult in the room. And they signed Deshaun Watson. How's that looking now for Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns? They said the reason we moved on from Baker Mayfield was that we wanted an adult in the room. I think the Cleveland Browns guys have a publicity department. Are they getting paid to not do anything? Because at a certain point, you can't allow people to speak, and everybody is not in the same accord. Like Harry just mentioned, it makes you look foolish as an organization and tone deaf as an organization. That's my two cents when it comes to that, when the Cleveland Browns. Either way, Deshaun Watson is going to be on a football field. It's going to be an 11-game suspension, $5 million fine before he's back on the football field. Keep winging. A Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Was that punishment severe enough? And if not, what should the penalty have been for Deshaun Watson out for the first 11 games and being fined $5 million? And speaking of Deshaun Watson, how long before Deshaun Watson is Deshaun Watson again in the National Football League? That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and this is ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.